Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlights.
And it's another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. The All-Star Game circuit is in full effect, folks, and we're coming off a big, big weekend, and we got a guy with a big, big game, and his name is G.G. Green. He is the Navy running back joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and first and foremost, we want to thank him for everything he does serving our country and welcome him into the show. How are you today, G.G.?
I'm doing great. How about you, sir?
Doing great as well. And who's doing better than you? Hey, you're coming off, just got done traveling, getting home from the Raycom All-Star Game where I believe there were about 70 or 80 NFL scouts throughout the week at the game. And you yourself, sir, had 80 total yards in that game as the Stripes beat the Stars. You whooped up on them pretty good, 31-3 there. So, how was the week of practice, GG, and how did the coaching staff, incredible coaches down there, how was it working with some of those pro-style type of coaches?
The week was real good. For me, it was a real good experience for me just coming from the option that I run at Navy to working at the NFL pro-style kind of offense. It was a good adjustment for me just switching over to that type of offense. And we had a legendary coach, Dan Reeves, so the adjustment was real easy. We had Kenny McCardell coaching receivers, so a lot of the technique he was teaching them, I was kind of, you know, listening over to, as well as my running back coach, too, Coach Hagan. And then we had Billy White Shoes Johnson helping the returner, so that was a real good experience being back there with him and listening to all his pointers that he had for me.
Yeah, great coaching staff. I'm sure you learned a lot just in the week. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. And yeah, throughout the week, we thought we were gonna, you know, go like helmets and stuff like that for the week, but we ended up having pads on every day. I know the other team had helmets on like the last 2 days, and I think that gave us kind of an edge in the game, and we ended up with a better result.
Yeah, you know, hey, listen, Dan Reeves knows what the NFL wants to see, so I'm sure he put on a little display for the scouts for you guys to showcase your talents. And you know, I don't know if you know this, but Dan Reeves was quite the running back himself back in the day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so, you know, you come, you play for Navy, you come out of that triple option offense there, and you play that unique slot back position in the triple option. And as you mentioned, you know, you got an opportunity to work on your technique with some of the pro style type of offenses down at the Raycom All-Star Game. But, you know, just reading up on you and reading some of the quotes that come from your coaches, you hear hard work, you hear leadership, you hear a blueprint for the type of player that we're looking for, one of the greatest slot backs in Navy history. What do you feel, you know, these are quotes from your coaches, Gigi. How does that make you feel when you hear these kind of things about yourself?
It makes me feel good that our coaching staff, especially the hard-nosed coaching staff that we have here, said those things about me. I think a lot of what they instilled in me when I got here as a freshman is the reason why they had those things to say about me. When I got here, I was still used to the high school pace, and when I got here, I really, like, realized what hard work was. In high school, I thought I was working hard, but when I got here, they pushed me even harder. And in practice every day, we have to go a little extra harder than the other, the other teams in NCAA just because, you know, the size difference and just the workload we have here. So I just think the work that I've put in here at the academy helped me, you know, go out there and showcase, you know, how hard we work here. And when I got out there, it was kind of easy for me to, you know, just work hard every play just because I'm used to it.
Talking to G.G. Green, Navy running back, return specialist, good receiver out of the backfield. You could do a little bit of everything, G.G., like we saw at the Raycom game. You know, you had about 20 yards rushing, 20 yards receiving, another 40 yards on kick returns. If I were to ask you, what do you think is to what do you consider to be your biggest strength overall in your game?
I just think, kind of piggybacking off what you said, the ability to do a lot of different things on the field. Special teams, I can, you know, catch punts, kickoff returns. I feel like I'm a good runner out the backfield. I feel like I can catch out the backfield. I've lined up at receiver a lot throughout my career at Navy. I mean, we don't really pass the ball a lot, but when we do, I've had big games catching the ball. So just the ability to line up anywhere and have a you know that flexibility to play a lot of positions on the field. And then also, I think my knowledge of the game. I've been around football a lot, but I think I've grasped it. I grasped it a lot quicker than other guys. And so just that knowledge of football in general.
Yeah, and you're a guy that was a high-impact player straight from the gate, really. I mean, freshman year, you came in, you made an impact on special teams, especially returning kicks. 50 straight games you appeared in. You're like the Iron Man, never misses a game. Always early, always last one to leave the field. And, you know, you racked up over 3,500 all-purpose yards. And the thing that's most incredible to me is you averaged over 7 yards per carry for your career, which is incredible. It's unheard of playing that slot back there in the triple option Navy offense. We're talking to GG Green. And, GG, you know, one of the things I came to find out is, you know, coming into the season this year as a senior, you really embraced the leadership role as opposed in years past, maybe when you were an underclassman, but, you know, you were named the team captain this year. And I think because of that, you had a special responsibility to make sure some of the younger players were in the right spots at the right time. So talk a little bit about your leadership role this past year and how you embraced that. And do you like to lead on the field by example, or are you more of a vocal leader, or a little bit of both?
I think in years past, my freshman through junior year, I was more of a guy that just went out there and kind of led by example. I really wasn't a vocal type of guy. I just went out there every day, worked hard, and I feel like the players seen that, and they kind of responded based on what I was doing. But going into this year, my senior year, my coach, she told me, you know, like, it's good to lead by example, but also you have to be vocal at times. And so this year coming in, I'll kind of step that aspect up of my leadership, just being more vocal to the players and stuff like that. So just coming into the season, I kind of pushed everybody. I was kind of the loud guy, kind of yelling and stuff like that, you know, making sure everybody was good during off-season workouts and just being there, you know, working hard still and just supporting all the players and stuff like that. So I think I've grown a lot in the vocal aspect, but I've always been a leader by example.
GG Green on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. The Washington Redskins have RG3. We got Triple G, and he's a triple threat, running, catching, special teams. He joins us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And GG, coming into the season, you know, we talked about some of your strengths and the high football IQ and work ethic. How about something coming into the year that you wanted to get better at? Was there a certain aspect of your game that you wanted to improve coming into your senior season?
One of the main things, I have one of my strength and conditioning coach. He kind of told me that I don't really trust my speed as much as I should. So it was like times last year where he told me I kind of cut back off of a guy when I could have just ran past him. So just coming into the year, I was just focusing on just trusting my speed when I had the edge and just taking it instead of, you know, cutting back if a guy was about to cut me off. So that was the main thing I was really focusing on. As far as now, just switching offenses from, like, option offense to, you know, with an NFL more tight post style. When I was at the Redcom game, I kind of realized, like, you got to be a little more patient to let the holes develop for yourself. So I think that's something that I'm definitely looking at and working into. So more is kind of just being patient before I hit the holes. I had Robert Marv and a few of the other quarterbacks tell me I hit the holes so fast, you know, so I can just, like, choke it down a little bit and let the hole develop for me.
Yeah, and, you know, the good thing about that is, you know, so, I think we see more and more smaller backs at the next level now in the NFL, and I think it almost works to your advantage in some ways because, you know, being a smaller guy, you can kind of hide behind some of those big offensive linemen up front. And like you said, when you're patient and willing to let that hole open up, you could kind of, if you have that acceleration and burst like you do, you could kind of just, boom, hit that hole and like a light of dust. You know, do you find that being an advantage sometimes as one of the labeled, you know, first of all, if you want to address the label that scouts have put on you as undersized and what you have to say about that, but do you think in some ways it actually works to your advantage, no?
Yeah, I think it really does, especially with the big offensive linemen these days. You could definitely hide behind there and linebackers can't see you and just skirt out. I really think the game has changed a lot more. You went from having big running backs to now guys like Ray Rice that's showing up out there, and Jaquez Rogers that's really showing up nowadays, who both played yesterday in games and did very well in both NFC and AFC championship games. So I think the smaller back guys are, you know, definitely showing and improving and coming more frequently in the game nowadays. As far as, like, being labeled as undersized, I haven't missed a game since I've been here at Navy. We played against top competition, Notre Dame, South Carolina. And I feel like, I mean, I definitely think I'm undersized, but I don't think it affects me or how I play. I haven't been hurt. I haven't had any injuries at all. So I don't really think it affects me at all. I think it's just a height thing. I can definitely gain weight. That's not a problem if I need to. So. It's fine.
That was going to be the next thing I was going to say, because, you know, people that might not have seen you play and they see your height, 5'6½", 5'7", right away they say undersized. But you're a pretty stocky guy. I mean, you're pretty well built there, 182. And like you said, I'm sure you could even pack on another 5 or 10 pounds without losing any of that quickness.
Yes, sir. That's the same thing I was thinking too. I mean, if necessary, I could definitely gain 10-15 pounds easily, and keep my speed, and I'll be fine playing running back. Also, like, you got guys like Wes Welker that plays slot receiver that makes plays every day. He's a smaller guy too, so just that stereotype, I don't really know. I don't really think it kind of like holds the nowadays, being that you have so many guys that are undersized in the NFL that have so much success.
Yeah, and we're talking to G.G. Green, the Triple G from the Triple Option over at Navy. Join us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk about, G.G., is, you know, I was looking at some of your measurables, and I know you're getting ready to work out now for, you know, a regional combine and, of course, a pro day workout. But I don't want to blow up your spot, but, I mean, you have some pretty impressive measurables. I know your vertical jump is in that 37-inch range. You've been clocked in that 4.50, 4.4 range in the 40-yard dash. And the three cone drills and agility tests are off the charts. Are you looking forward to continuing this draft process momentum and turning some heads at the regional combine workout and pro day workout?
Yes, sir, definitely. I'm planning on getting back out there. Like I said, I just came back from the game, so I'm trying to catch up on some schoolwork today. And then tomorrow I'm definitely going to get back into the swing of working out, and then definitely try to put up some big numbers at the regional combine, as well as show my ability at pro day too.
And let's talk about the team for a second here, because you guys had a winning record this past year, pretty successful season considering the fact, I mean, you started off with two tough ones against Notre Dame and Penn State. Then you guys win 7 of your next 9 games. You faced another tough game, San Jose State. They finished ranked in the nation. Overall, 8-5. You guys earned a bowl game, Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl. You guys didn't pull out the victory, but it wasn't because of you. You had 112 rushing yards on just 12 carries and a 95-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. So talk a little bit about your team success this past year with the winning record, earning the bowl game berth, and having a big, big game in the bowl game.
I think it goes back to around this time last year in January. We didn't have a real season last year. We finished 5-7 my junior year, and we started right away after the season was over, after the Army-Navy game, getting back in there. We had a senior meeting that we all had, and we kind of like set the standard for what we wanted for the coming season in 2013, and we just kind of worked from January all the way to the summer came, through spring ball, then summer workouts came, we worked through summer, and then through camp we worked, and then we started the season off rough, like you said. We had a 1-3 start, but every week we just came out and just kept working and grinding every week, and our coaches kept faith in us, and we just kind of, you know, kind of stuck it out there, and you know, we went on like a 7-game winning streak. We had a loss to Troy, who kind of set us back a little bit. But then we went back to the win against Army and Texas State at the end of the year. And then kind of rolled into the bowl game. The bowl game, we didn't play as well as you said, but I did have some success individually. I just kind of hold that to my old offensive line and my quarterback making good reads. I just had to catch the ball and catch the pitches and just run, and it was just open for me. So that was the reason I got a lot of yards that game. The kickoff return, they kind of put me back there for the first time this year because they didn't want me to get hurt. Then it was the last game, so That was a real good experience being back there again since my freshman year, and I got the touchdown, and that was just due to good blocking as well.
Yeah, big game, and I'm wondering, I know you guys didn't win the game, but was that one of your favorite moments, or was there another moment during your career that was kind of memorable to you?
I would have to say just winning the Army-Navy game my senior year, and as well as the Air Force game this year, and getting to come in there, Chief Trophy back for the team. I think that would be my best moment. I did enjoy playing in a bowl game and stuff, but I would definitely take a win and the Commander Chief Trophy over me having a good day and losing the game.
Absolutely, absolutely. Those Army-Navy games, I mean, those are every year you circle that game. That's one of the highly watched games of the college football season each and every year. So we always have fun watching those. How about playing Notre Dame? I mean, they got some big, humongous guys on that defense. Was that the toughest opponent that you faced throughout your career, or anybody else stand out to you that was a really tough defense? I mean, they got some big players on that front seven there at Notre Dame.
Yeah, they were one of the better teams we played against, but we also played against South Carolina last year, and they were a really good team. We played against Missouri my freshman year. They were a really good team. We played against Ohio State. So we played against some real good competition, so it's been a lot of games I played in throughout my career, a lot of big games I played in, and we played against some real good competition. My freshman and sophomore year, we ended up beating Notre Dame, and, you know, it was pretty good. But these last 2 years, they've kind of stepped it up a lot, especially this year, this past year. And like you said, they had some big guys out there, and it was tough. I didn't really touch the ball as much as I wanted to, and the outcome wasn't very good for us. So I probably would say this past year, they were probably the best team we played against.
All right, talking to G.G. Green, Navy running back, kick return extraordinaire on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And before we kick it off with our three and out segment, you know, one of the interesting things I found about you, G.G., and we talked about your high work ethic and maturity and leadership, and, you know, just reading up about you and some of the tidbits about you growing up. You were actually one of eight children in a single-parent home, and I think the fourth oldest. So I look back at your roots, and I see, you know, you probably had to do some growing up pretty fast there with all those kids running around the house as a youngster, no?
Yeah, it was a lot for me. I'm kind of like the father figure around the house, so everybody was looking up to me. I'm the first to go to college, and it was kind of like set the standard for everyone. I started working at a young age, and worked at several fast food restaurants from eighth grade on until I graduated. So it was a tough time, but for me, I think it kind of helped me grow. It kind of helped me get through the academy here, just being here, persevering throughout my life, and helped me persevere now, and then just continue to grow as a person. So although it was a tough time, I'm kind of glad that I was challenged that way, and I'm kind of glad God put me in that position, so I can be the man I am today.
Absolutely. And we've been talking between the lines with G.G. Green, NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show here. And it's time to go outside the lines a little bit, get to know G.G. off the playing field a little bit and have some fun. It's a segment that we call Three and Out here on the NFL Draft Bible. And G.G., I got to ask you, kicking it off first down, this has been a very popular question, and it's been split right down the middle, so we're going to lead off with it for you. And I'm going to make you the championship finalist on the show Fear Factor. And I'm going to tell you, you have a chance to win the $1 million grand prize, but you have to choose which challenge you're going to take. And these were actual contests on the show. So in order to win the $1 million grand prize, Gigi, you have a choice. You can either eat buffalo testicles or eat African cave-dwelling spiders for the $1 million grand prize. Which one is it going to be?
I have to take the spiders.
Okay. Live and all, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Second down, I said I could give you the choice of any one female celebrity to take out on a date. Which female celebrity would you like to take out?
I would have to say actress Taraji P. Henson.
Okay. Very interesting. I'm going to have to check that one out. And How about we'll go third down with G.G. Green. Let's go. How about how about the iPod rotation, G.G.? What are you listening to these days? If we cracked open your iPod, what are we going to find?
Wide variety of things. Wale, Rick Ross, Gucci Mane, just a lot of rap, R&B type stuff.
Okay, very good. And we're going to go for it on fourth down. I always like to end it on this one. And I want you to tell me, I'm an NFL general manager. Tell me why I should draft G.G. Green.
For me, I think the work ethic that I present and also the leadership will be my key assets. I think if I come into a team, whatever role I take, I will be an asset to the team in order to, you know, help the team have success. Whereas that on the practice squad, special teams player, or coming in playing as a rookie. So I just think my work ethic and my drive, perseverance, all those intangibles will be a good asset for any team.
All right, G.G. Well, I appreciated chatting with you. Great story you have, and we wish you the best of luck with your training and your workout regime. And, you know, we'll be checking in and keeping tabs with you. So definitely keep us posted, and best of luck to you in the workouts and the regional combine and all that good stuff. And, again, thanks for everything you do for serving our country, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, sir.
Absolutely. That's G.G. Green, Navy running back, triple G, triple option offense, average over 7 yards of carry, 3,500 all-purpose yards. And here's a hard-working young man who, you know, on and off the field is just outstanding. His measurables are through the roof. I have a feeling he's really going to turn some heads at the regional combine and pro day workout. Of course, we'll keep you posted on G.G. Green's journey leading up to the NFL draft. And hopefully this young man gets a job, and we'll be keeping tabs on that. He does have a commitment to Navy. So if he does make an NFL team, he only has to serve 2 years, and then he'll be eligible. So definitely a player worth watching and a name you need to know. So remember where you heard it here first at the NFL Draft Bible. And, of course, he's coming off that Raycon game, if you missed it, 80 total yards rushing, receiving, and kick return in the All-Star game for Mr. G.G. Green. And I do want to take the time to thank his agent, Richard Lard II, for helping this interview be possible today. I was your host, Rick Saratella, on another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible for all our latest player interviews leading up to the 2013 NFL Draft. Till next
time. NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.